This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And the reason I know that God's going to keep His word on that is because of the next verse. If we are faithless, He still will remain faithful. God will be true to Himself. God cannot disown Himself. So the God who says that is the God who's true to His word, what He says about other things. That's my point. The God who said this is the God who's true to His word about what He said about other things. I want to tell a story that I think will wrap this message up in a summary statement along with a couple of other stories. Several years ago, Bible translators who worked for Wycliffe Bible Translators, a famous Christian translating organization that some of you are familiar with, Bruce and Jan Benson and their 14-year-old son, Wycliffe Bible Translators in Peru, South America. They were driving down a mountainside in the Peruvian Andes. As they came around a switchback, you know, one of those hairpin curves, they came bumper to bumper with a truckload of terrorist rebels known as the Shining Path. Men jumped out of the truck carrying automatic rifles, aimed it at the Benson's car, ordered everybody out, and Jan honestly thought, she said, "I thought this was it. I thought this is the day my husband and I and a 14-year-old son are going to die." The terrorists took them to a nearby town. On the way, fearful and bewildered, Jan felt the need to pray, and if you can believe this, as crazy as it sounds, she felt the need to sing. She said it began as a trickle, a presence that said, "The Lord inhabits the praises of His people," and she said she prayed to herself, "Lord, I don't know how to praise You right now." "Sing," came the answer, "sing." She began to sing, "You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You." Other songs float. Now, this story has a good ending. And I'll be honest, I don't want to be naive here and say that every story like that has a good ending, because most of the time they don't. The people do get shot. And the people are executed. The people are imprisoned, whatever the case may be. But in this case, that night the terrorists just let them go, but they kept the truck. And they kept their luggage and everything that was in the truck, including their mission stuff. They had reels of 16-millimeter film, and the terrorist said, "Let's see what they've got." And later on, they put the 16-millimeter film on the projector that was in the truck, and it was the story from the Gospel of Luke, the Jesus film that some of you may remember from years ago, the movie Jesus. Now, that's the end of the story right then. A year later, Jan would get a call in the capital city of Peru from a man who said, "You don't know who I am. And I was one of the men that kidnapped you that day." And he said, "I don't know about the others, but I saw the film and I was moved and I have become a believer in Jesus Christ." And isn't that interesting? How a group of terrorists would kidnap this couple with their Jesus movie in the back of the truck, watch the movie, and a year later call Jan and say, "I'm a believer because of that." Endurance. They didn't know what to do. They were at a loss. All they could do is praise God. And you say, "What's your point in telling that story?" Simply this: somebody needs to sing today when you get home. I'm talking to you and me. We need to sing praise to the Lord for what's going on in our lives and what the Lord has done, and offer praise for this reason. The Bible says that our God inhabits the praise of His people. I don't know if you realize what that means. God lives in the praise of people. And I know that sounds mystical and otherworldly, but it's true. When you and I praise God, something happens within our spirit, within our soul, as God inhabits that praise. And that may be a word for somebody today. That's what I need to do.
This message concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.